My name's Vicky Jarrett. I'm going to be reading a bit from the start of my story, which is called Loving the Alien. I don't know about you, but I've never bought into all this men are from Mars and women are from Venus malarkey. For a start, I know for a fact that Derek is from Bathgate. And considering Venus has a surface temperature hot enough to melt lead and an atmosphere filled with clouds of sulfuric acid, it's not somewhere I'm particularly keen to visit, even for a day trip. Of course we have our differences, me and Derek. Otherwise it'd be creepy. But despite them, we'd been getting along great, until recently. I honestly think it's time for me to pack my bags and move on now. Last night's little scene finally made my mind up. "Please," he said, and he was on his knees. "Please, Sandra, please." He was even making those little praying hands at me. Good grief. Now, I like to see a man beg as much as the next woman, but Derek was beginning to get on my nerves. "No," I told him flat. "You know that green body paint brings me out in a rash." But he kept on wheedling. I tried to bargain with him. "Look, sweetheart," I said, "you can still be my James T. Kirk. I'll even let you teach me what love is, again. I just don't want to be green anymore." You wouldn't know it to look at Derek, that he's a serious Trekkie. He kept that well hidden, I can tell you. We'd been seeing each other for a few months before it came up. We'd been having a night in, pizza in front of the telly, bottle of wine, all nice and cosy, when a trailer came on for the new Star Trek film. He asked me if I'd like to see it, and I told him, sure, I'd love to. Then he asks, all casual, if I like Star Trek. And I said, yeah, it's cool. Beam me up, Scotty. Thinking nothing of it. But when I looked round, Derek had this big, daft, open-mouthed grin on his face, like a cartoon puppy looking at a juicy cartoon bone. He grabbed my hand and stared, all intense, into my eyes. "I knew you were an unusual girl," he said. "From the first moment we met, I knew you weren't like other women." Well, he got that right. I'm not.